This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stasio. Go to a competitive swim meet and you are likely to encounter a sea of white faces. Minorities are notoriously underrepresented in the sport. But about 14 years ago, some North Carolina parents got together and they decided to make swimming a little more diverse. They formed the traveling swim team called the North Carolina Aqua Blazers. The team mainly traveled to big minority swim meets in D.C. and Atlanta, but then in the early part of the last decade, they had an idea. Why not start a meet of our own? 2003 gave birth to the National Black Heritage Swim Meet. That's the first year. And in that first year, they had only 104 swimmers, but it has been growing ever since. 897 swimmers are expected for the ninth meet this weekend at the Triangle Aquatic Center in Cary. Here to give us a preview and tell us about the importance of the National Black Heritage Swim Meet, we have Lisa Webb, Vice President and co-founder of the North Carolina Aqua Blazers Swim Team. Lisa, welcome to you. Good to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Also with us is Tom Hazlett, the Aquatics Director at the Downtown Durham YMCA and the Durham Site Coach for the YMCA of the Triangle Swim Team. Hello, Tom.
I appreciate you having me, Frank.
Great to have you. Lisa, tell us about the start of the Aqua Blazers Swim Team, first of all.
Oh, wow. It was, we had gone to several, all of our children, about eight of us, who actually had children that swim on year-round teams. Matter of fact, I was telling Tom that a lot of our kids started with the YMCA, and then we merged onto teams like RSA and New Wave. But we realized that the teams would have 200-300 swimmers, but maybe five look like us, African-Americans. Yeah. And it didn't make us feel different, but we knew there was other teams out there. So we found out about the Black History Swim Meet, and we started going as our year-round teams. And what we realized that it was a really competitive, fun kind of swim meet, but we only could do exhibition because we were not a team. We went unattached. So that became, wait a minute, if we're winning these exhibition relays, but we're not getting credit for it, we need to form a team. And we became the AAU North Carolina Aqua Blazer traveling team. So we had kids from year-round teams and kids who weren't on teams at all who became part of us. And that's sort of how we got started. We said we could do this. We could make it happen.
So that's how the team gets started. Now tell us about this meet, the National Black Heritage Swim Meet.
Well, going to the meets as North Carolina Aqua Blazers, we were a team to be reckoned with. I was just telling Tom, he was saying that they only have a few kids coming from the Y, 30, 38. But that's about what we had when we first started going. But our swimmers were very good. And so even though we had small numbers, those relays help because you get more points in the relays.
Yep.
So going to these meets, we were bringing home the trophies, the whole team trophies at these events. The Black History Swim Meet, which has been going on for 25 years now.
And where's that?
That's in Washington, mm-hmm. D.C. They do it during Black History Month. And the coach for that team, we honored him today. That is Roger McCoy as one of the outstanding coaches. And then also the Chris Silver Swim Meet, which is held in June in Atlanta, Georgia. Chris Silver was one of the first African-Americans to swim on an international level. But unfortunately, he was killed in a car accident. And so in his honor, they named the swim meet after him. And so coming home from a D.C. Black History Swim Meet, one of the fathers said, you know, we could do our own meet. Matter of fact, someone threw a pillow at him. But, but we started thinking about it. And lo and behold, that year, we decided to talk to the aquatics director in Charlotte, Ronnie Sellers, about bringing it to Charlotte at the Mecklenburg Aquatic Center. And we did that for 3 years, and it was fantastic. We had 125 swimmers all the way from Michigan. Wow. We had teams coming from Michigan, from New Jersey, from New York. And from that first year, 125, to now 2011, 9 years later, we're at 897. Wow. That's not expected. That's in the document.
That's a big deal. That's a big deal. Well, Tom, the YMCA of the Triangle Swim Team is competing this weekend. Why is this important?
It's really important because I think that, you know, in North Carolina, I mean, we kind of look at ourselves as one of the most, if not the most diverse team in the state. And, you know, aside from the Aqua Blazers, and this meet really represents kind of what we do every day and what we live every day. And that's the just the different backgrounds of people coming together for celebrate and be a mm-hmm. family. And that's what we are every day at the pool, and that's what we want to bring to the meet.
Why are there so few minorities, Tom? What do you do to encourage diversity? Let's put it that way.
I can't really speak to why or not. I think that a lot of it, when I first came to Durham, was just opportunity. It just wasn't here for swimming. I mean, there wasn't a lot of the YMCA didn't have a team at the time 4 years ago in Durham, and you know, so from our standpoint, we created the opportunity, and people love it, and people flock to it, and it's just. It's amazing.
So just having the opportunity. Lisa, what would you say? Why?
I think, you know, again, I was telling Tom, my children actually started with the Gone of Old YMCA. Mainly, and my daughter was 3. My oldest was 10 when he started on the team. And I think what you have now is that you have a lot of people who, first of all, time is time consuming. You know, this is not a sport that you can kind of just drop the kids off. Family involvement is needed because going to swim meets competing competitively is not a one-day thing. It's a 3-day. You start on Friday, mm-hmm. usually end up on Sunday. The other thing is accessible to pools. You know, sometimes, yeah. you know, the pools, you know, we just built the new one in Cary, you know, Mike Curran did, the Triangle Aquatic Center. But the lack of pool, you know, it's just amazing that one of the honorees is today, Mr. Muhammad, Sabir Muhammad, went all the way to South Africa. And he said they had a huge pool there, 50-meter pool there. You know, and this is in a town that's not even developed yet, but you got this big old pool there. Here, we don't have as many, and we need more. And then the other thing is the fear factor, you know, of parents not knowing how to swim, and then I don't want my child, you know, I don't know how to do this. So they're not really up on it. They might be on basketball and football, but on swimming, there's not that fundamental knowledge of it. And what's so funny is my father swam back in 1948 at Hampton University. So, you know, you hear the bits, and now we're trying to educate people that the history is there. And now we just need to make sure, because one of our visions is not to always have competitive swimmers, but for our children to be able to save themselves. Because we, you know, and our African-Americans, to this month alone, 300 men and women that look like us will probably die this month from drowning.
Drowning rates are higher among
us. Are very high.
Yeah.
And that number, 300 in a month, is pretty accurate. Mm. And so if we can teach people how to save themselves, then that's one of the other important things. You know, learning how to turn over and float on your back and so forth, that's an important thing. But also the expense. You know, we have to go into that. I know the Y does a lot of scholarships to help the overhead of the cost. Yeah. But when the year-round team, you can't always do that. Mm. You're paying a monthly fee. So there's about 4 factors, you know, the lack of knowledge of it, the lack of pools, the cost, and the commitment level.
Well, it's important. And again, I guess role models, seeing the vision of people swimming. We can think of Cullen Jones, who was somebody, and an NC grad, NC State grad student. But, Tom, I guess the why provides an important portal, important entry point for people who want to get started.
Yeah, for sure. And especially, I mean, with our particular experience in downtown Durham, I mean, in the downtown area, there's especially not a lot of pools, and there's especially a higher risk for kids in downtown. And so it really does start at the ground level of teaching these kids how to swim, and then moving them forward into like our developmental teams, and then moving them forward onto our year-round team.
Right.
So it starts from the ground, and, you know, from parent-child classes all the way up to, you know, being on our year-round swim team and really competing at a high level.
You know, you said that there's not a lot of history of African-Americans being competitive in this sport. I've named Cullen Jones. We could name maybe a couple of others. But you honored a coach today, this morning at your breakfast, who is the coach of the Stingrays in Pittsburgh. Tell us a little bit about him.
Yeah, Hosea Holder Jr. PBS did a special on him recently that was phenomenal. But he is just... you can tell there's a lot of passion in what he does. And he talked about some of the barriers when people wanted to meet the coach. And he said, I am the head coach. You know, he said their mouths could have dropped, you know, because his team was almost all white. So that surprised him, too. And he said he had a lot of folks that didn't want him to bring the kids to the pool to practice. So he is really as I told him today, with his passion, his commitment to help the youth, that's why we're still here, because there's some connection there. And once you honor through North Carolina Aquablazers breakfast, Minority Pioneer breakfast, you are committed to
you
us.
You are committed. And he's been committed for many years now. Tell us what's going to happen at this meet this weekend in Cary.
This weekend, we will have 897 swimmers. The morning session is always the older children. So that will be the 13s and overs. And this year, we increased that. Normally, that particular session runs pretty quickly, but we actually have almost 400 swimmers in that session this year. And we will have charter buses. You'll be seeing charter buses all around the city.
And a lot of fun going around this
as
well.
Oh, a lot of fun.
So if I'm not in the pool, I can still have a good time?
Yes, sir. We have music going on. We'll have fish fry outside. We will have Sabir Muhammad will be doing a swim off tomorrow. So he might be swimming against a little five-year-old, and that little child will get to say, I swim against Sabir Muhammad, a world national champion, you know.
It all sounds great. I want to thank you both for being on the program today. You can swim home right now.
Yeah, pretty much.
But hopefully things will clear up by tomorrow. Lisa Webb is the vice president and co-founder of the North Carolina Aquablazer swim team. Tom Hazlett is the aquatics director at the downtown YMCA in Durham. Also the site coach for the YMCA of the Triangle Swim Team. National Black Heritage Swim Meet this weekend in Cary at the Triangle Aquatic Center. For details, go to blackheritageswimming.org. Just ahead, we'll talk with North Carolina Literary Light Ron Rash on the state of things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Stay with us.